Welcome to the Trichotillomania Help Podcast. I'm your host, Moinella. I suffered from trichotillomania, and with this podcast, I want to give you help and information to overcome trichotillomania. All I want is that you can control your urges to pull and that you become the best version of yourself to reach your full potential. Have you listened to part one of this episode? I highly recommend doing so. As in that one, I talked about the five powerful steps you can take with your head to manage trichotillomania effectively. The head refers to the cognitive aspect of overcoming trichotillomania. And the heart refers to our emotional resilience. And when you use both your head and your heart to tackle any challenge you have in life, you combine clear thinking and emotional strength. This helps you to make smart decisions, stay determined, also throughout your recovery journey, and handle difficulties such as setbacks with kindness and resilience. So you have a balanced approach that empowers you to grow as a person and to reach your full potential, where in this case, you're able to manage trichotillomania effectively. Saying using your head and your heart is a comprehensive way to describe a comprehensive approach that covers all aspects needed for tackling challenges. So let's dive into the five steps you can take with your heart to overcome trichotillomania. These steps are focused on the emotional aspects of managing trichotillomania and building emotional resilience. The first one is accepting and acknowledging your emotions. You probably can't deny this. When I say that trichotillomania can leave you with emotions of shame, guilt, frustration, and maybe even embarrassment, how do these emotions arise? This can be from the consequences of the condition, or from the feelings of not being able to control your urges, that time after time, you may feel like you disappoint yourself. Hence why it can eat away at your self-esteem too. Anyways, developing emotional resilience is crucial because it allows you to cope with and manage these emotions in a healthy way. Otherwise, chances are high that you will trap yourself in the vicious circle of guilt, frustration, or anything else that makes you end up pulling even more. Because remember, trichotillomania is our coping mechanism to deal with emotions. It's not just pulling your hair. Pulling your hair is a result of this, because we wired our brains to release our negative energy this way. Now, how do you build emotional resilience? How do you manage these common emotions that trichotillomania can give you, that can make it even worse for you to manage the condition? This is by acknowledging and accepting the emotions that arise due to trichotillomania. Know that it is completely normal and healthy to feel a range of emotions, as we're human, and we can drop the emotional part of the brain. And the reason I say that acceptance is important is because this prevents you from suppressing or denying your emotions, which can lead to more significant emotional distress. Something we absolutely don't want with trichotillomania. This is really unhealthy. So building emotional resilience involves accepting and acknowledging your emotions, not suppressing or denying them. The second thing you can do to build emotional resilience is to develop coping skills specifically to manage your emotions effectively. And a side note here, you can also use these things as coping skills for trichotillomania. And this makes total sense, because trichotillomania is having a difficulty to deal with emotions. So that means that you can kill two birds with one stone. Think about deep breathing, relaxation techniques, or engaging in activities that bring joy and reduce stress. There are truly many things you can do here to effectively manage your emotions. What if you embrace the idea to try new things and see what it does to you? Let me give you some coping skills I personally use to help me manage my emotions and to maintain the default state I wanted to be in. Because this is so true. Your default state is the state you're most often in. So if you use specific coping skills to reinforce the default state that you desire, You can gradually shape your mindset and emotional responses, making your desired default state more accessible and sustainable. I won't go into much detail with this, but I just want to give you a taste of what were great ways for me to cope with my emotions. Personally, I found that going for a walk was one of the best ways to clear my mind, calm myself down, and let me see the bigger picture again. Besides, journaling had a huge impact on me. Because often, when we can't figure ourselves out or figure out our emotions, it is because we're keeping it all in our heads and our brain is very abstract. And by using pen and paper, you unlock the problem-solving mechanism of your brain. By writing it down, you can see it. And when you can see it, you can process it. And when you can process it, you can work through it. It is also way easier to solve a complex math problem on paper, isn't it? Other things that highly worked for me were positive affirmations. And it's shown that when you repeat positive affirmations, you can actually change your subconscious mind over time, which will help you to take the right steps. I kept a gratitude list that I still do today, and because I focus on the things I'm grateful for, life automatically gives even more things to be grateful for. I also stuck to meditation, and now it's something I can't go without, as it allows me to find peace from within, and that it doesn't matter if the whole world around me is jumping up and down or on fire, if you know what I mean. I can just focus on myself, on the present, and just observe and not engage in my thoughts or emotions. And I really can't go without physical exercise. If I don't move my body and sit all day, which was during those years when my hair pulling was the worst, I will have a problem. I can also use creative outlets, such as playing guitar or piano. Maybe this feels a bit overwhelming, but that's not my intention. I just want to show you the endless possibilities for you to use other ways to cope, even proven methods to cope with your emotions effectively so you won't lose any more unnecessary hair. Let's move on to the third thing you can do to build emotional resilience. This is cultivating self-compassion and also using this valuable tool for effectively dealing with relapses. Self-compassion is very important. Why? Because if you're not kind and understanding towards yourself, especially during challenging times when you might experience setbacks, you can unintentionally increase your stress and emotional distress, which may further exacerbate the urge to pull and lead to more pulling. Let me ask you a question. Do you have moments when you're harsh or critical towards yourself? And what does this do to your journey of managing trichotillomania? Often, this only adds up unnecessary pressure, making it harder to manage the condition effectively and hindering your progress toward recovery. When you practice self-compassion, you will create a supportive and nurturing environment within yourself. And this makes it easier to navigate the ups and downs of the journey to overcome trichotillomania. Be kind to yourself and acknowledge that setbacks and relapses are a natural part of the journey. Instead of being harsh on yourself, approach relapses with gentleness and use them as learning opportunities to keep moving forward. Because they really are. In fact, I found my biggest learning opportunities on my worst days with trichotillomania. But this was only when I really opened myself up to the experience of learning from it and doing something about it instead of feeling bad and making myself passive. The fourth thing you can do to build emotional resilience is commitment and dedication. Committing yourself to the process and staying dedicated to your goals are crucial aspects of building emotional resilience. Emotional resilience is not solely about being motivated all the time. Motivation may come and go, but a strong commitment will drive you forward, even during challenging times. And you can probably tell this from your own experience. When you stay dedicated to your recovery, you can maintain consistent efforts and perseverance on your journey to healing and personal growth. Because remember, when you learn to manage trichotillomania effectively, you will also have grown so much as a person. Trust me, I've gone through this, and many other tricksters did. Commitment and dedication give you a more stable and enduring source of determination. When you stay dedicated to your goals and commit to them, you give yourself a strong reason to keep going, even when you don't feel immediately motivated. This sense of purpose helps you to stay focused and determined, even when you have challenges or setbacks, making your recovery journey more effective and lasting. I hope this all makes sense to you. The fifth and last thing you can do to build emotional resilience is to seek emotional support. Often, it helps so much when we can talk about our emotions to someone else, when someone understands your journey and what you're going through. It can boost your confidence and empowerment, making you feel like you belong and improve how you feel emotionally. So when you feel like you can benefit from it, maybe you can reach out to loved ones, support groups, or to me as a coach for emotional support and guidance. We as humans are there to help other humans. Don't see it as a sign of weakness. Seeking emotional support is a proactive step you can take toward managing trichotillomania. So these are the five steps you can take with your heart to manage trichotillomania and build emotional resilience. Number 1, accepting and acknowledging your emotions. Number 2, develop coping skills specifically for your emotions. Number 3, cultivate self-compassion. Number 4, commitment and dedication. And number 5, seeking emotional support. I hope that this episode, combined with the one about what you can do with your head, was helpful to you. Your head can only get you so far. If you don't sort the heart, your journey toward healing may remain incomplete. So that was it for today's episode. If you want to get more help and tips to overcome trichotillomania, then make sure to follow this podcast. If you are looking for a complete toolkit to finally stop pulling your hair, then you can have a look at my program to overcome trichotillomania. Share this podcast with others in the community to help me create awareness and reach more people. I wish you much strength in your journey, and I hope you have an amazing day.